Speaking of funny and smart, here he is. I'm assuming you're still up north with the... No, you're back in town?
I'm back here, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Perfect.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
For you golf nerds, behind Brett Tanner is one of the most famous pictures in golf tournament history. That picture is Ben Hogan, I think, hitting a one iron or a two iron at Pebble Beach. Am I right? A one iron? I think it's Pebble Beach.
Doesn't say where it is. U.S. Open, but I can't remember which course.
Yeah. But it's iconic. It's like his shot into the final green, and he won the tournament. Which is why, another reason we love Brett Tanner, because he's a golf nerd just like me. Brett Tanner from Tanner Financial. Last time we saw you was on a golf course. Freddie and I were at the your charity classic, and appreciate you involving us. How are things, BT? You all right?
Appreciate you guys coming to that. We had a great day. Raised about 10 grand for Geneva Center for Autism, so that was awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, and we had to work around COVID. I mean, a lot different than the other years when we got to sit down and enjoy a dinner at the end and that type of stuff. But there's been a lot of adjustments made through COVID, including group insurance plans.
Absolutely. It's things are starting to sort of reopen. We're starting to see some movement in things, and you know, some of the firms that had sort of suspended benefits have put them back in place and so on. But there's a big movement out there. There's a lot of firms are having difficulty rehiring.
Really?
People have gone and found other jobs, or they just aren't interested in maybe what they were doing before, or you know, just a variety of reasons. You know, a lot of it COVID built. And so, you know, we're talking to a lot more firms about, you know, putting in benefits that traditionally didn't bother to, because they're starting to realize that, you know, one of the ways to attract people is to put in benefits, both group retirement and group health and dental.
So that's what the chamber plan does. I mean, in terms of luring people back, I'm a little surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be, because a lot of the fallout of COVID, and we're not really going to know about the full effect of it for years, but one of the things is people, as you say, maybe finding other jobs or not wanting to go back to the job they had because they don't want to go back into an office or et cetera. But that's one of the things that you guys do at the chamber plan, is that you make it attractive for employers to attract employees.
Yes. And you know, things will get custom built around what that particular firm or organization needs to put in place. You know, and generally any good advisor is going to do that. But the ability to have some budget certainty, especially if you're starting a plan from scratch, that's something that typically is difficult to find in the marketplace. And that's kind of where the chamber excels, is that, you know, those firms can put something in place and they can know that they can renew it next year, because it's not going to kind of blow up on them if they have some high users in their group. You know, There's a big push now, and it had started really before COVID, but the mental health sort of aspect of the workplace is becoming, you know, a bigger and bigger sort of environment question mark sort of for workplaces. And we're seeing things like employee assistance plans, and there's even a pushback now to more firms putting in long-term disability benefits, which sort of, because of the cost, some had sort of been sort of skirting around doing that in the past. Mm-hmm. Even when it's typically employee paid, the employees didn't want to pay for it. Now there seems to be more interest in it again.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, through the ages, people, when describing their jobs, often, you know, benefits come up. Hey, I got a good job and it's a great benefits package. And why wouldn't people want that security? So, of course, it would be a great way to lure employees. And, you know, this the whole COVID thing, there was a lot of people that went to work day to day to day to day and didn't like their jobs, but just kept going. This COVID thing allowed for a real reset in the minds of a lot of people. And I guess on some levels, that's great, because now you can be a little more picky and decide, okay, before going back to that job, I'm going to pursue that one. So, you know, as bad as COVID has been, it can also be positive in some ways.
I have to laugh. The word of the year is pivot.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard pivot so many times. Right.
Well, there's pivot followed by unpack. I hear that all the time. Let's pivot and then unpack.
Mm-hmm. And it goes with what Fred said about the reset. So people are pivoting to other sort of roles or jobs. And, the reset part has really sort of helped some industries and hurt others. It's been kind of funny, but people have reevaluated their entire situation. And it's kind of funny, but because of the subsidy programs and this and that, there's a lot of people actually have saved money during this period. And because they're a little bit more flush, they're being a little more selective about where they go work, you know, in their next sort of job. And, part of bringing them in is going to be, you know, you've got to have an employee benefits plan, an employee group retirement plan. Those are going to be the things that people are going to start looking for, even in a sort of wage-related place. I saw an article, I can't remember the company now, but it was a manufacturing firm of some sort, and they were calling back 40 or 50 employees, and something like only half were willing to come back.
Really?
The other half had found other jobs and just said, forget it.
Mm-hmm. We just recently signed up somebody for the chamber plan. Somebody we started working with 3 or 4 months ago, a small agency that called us up because there's been a huge interest. Even in the 10 years that Freddie and I have been doing this last 6 months, Brett, you know, we've really seen a big interest in podcasting as an advertising model. Anyway, this young guy, you know, late 30s, early 40s, has got a small company like ours, 2 or 3 employees. And after listening to us talk about this for a few months, it was funny, the day of the golf tournament, he sent me a note. He said, hey, can you hook me up with your advisor? And Rod, our guy, Rod Johnson, was at the tournament. And while we were on the golf course, I sent the link. You know, I said, hey, Rod, meet Ryan. And I talked to this guy yesterday. He said, yeah, I signed up for the chamber plan. And that's one of the things we always promote and we prioritize is a small business that has a small 4 or 5 people or 100 people. But when you're trying to attract employees, and you don't think you can afford it, this guy went and looked at the chamber plan and signed up for it because he's a small business and he wants the things that bigger businesses are able to offer, which I think is really in the end, I maybe you would agree that is really the big selling point for it, that you can have a company the size of ours or his and have the feeling that you're giving benefits the way you would if you were working for a big corporation.
Yeah, the one of the things about the chamber plan is that it's built around trying to provide benefits for firms that are smaller to mid-size. So let's call it 1 to 100 employees. And, the beauty of that is there's a lot of firms don't sort of have an HR manager or an office manager till they get to 10, maybe get to 50 on the HR side. And the chamber provides a whole pile of resources that help them manage the plan without, the owner of the business having to become a benefits specialist, so to speak. And some of the mental health resources and programs like the EAP program provide a lot of mental health resources that small businesses and mid-sized companies need, but wouldn't really know where to access or get. And it's becoming a higher demand item, especially with the mental wellness thing, which started long before COVID, but COVID's really sort of magnified that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've gone from selling, an employee assistance plan on maybe 10% of plans 5 or 10 years ago to about 80% now.
Wow.
So,
probably another, benefit of COVID or a good thing that's come through COVID is the wider acceptance of mental struggles and issues in the workplace, because it was taboo. You didn't talk about those things, and now it became such an issue that it's going to be easier to talk about those things going forward.
Well, and people sometimes sort of look at that and they think, well, really, what is mental wellness? And they think, okay, well, I've got some deep emotional issue or something, but it's not that. A lot of times it can be stress related, it can be work related, it can be at home related. So the three biggest areas we see is sort of the thing where people just kind of feel off and they need to talk to somebody to sort of, you know, get reset, figure out, you know, the priorities, get whatever's bothering them sort of sorted out. Financial problems are the number two sort of area that we see. And oddly enough, the third one that we see right now, particularly as boomers get to that age, is looking after parents.
Yes, older parents.
So this the stress of sort of being, and COVID really magnified this. All of a sudden, you know, we got a generation of caregivers looking after parents that are maybe in a home now, or maybe they're at the caregiver's home, and you know, dealing with the stress that goes along with, you know, booking all their doctor's appointments and all those things. And that's been another area where people have needed some help and some resources. And again, that's part of the program that gives them that sort of help.
Well, as I say, it's the kind of benefit you know, a lot of people wouldn't expect from a company with only a few employees. And that's one of the genius moments of this. Chamberplan.ca. Brett Tanner, thanks for hanging out with us. I'll just come back when I'll be done in about a half an hour and we can have a little chat. Maybe the Fred man will hang out. Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. All the best to you. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Talk soon.
Thanks, Brad. Good to see you, bud.